So where did this idea actually originate?
Look, it was a wonderful concept that was born at the beginning of the COVID event in Sydney. One of our team members teamed up with two total strangers from a Facebook community page to see how they could support seniors during the event. And it actually started off with giving out toilet paper, would you believe? Once we started giving the donations of toilet paper, we found that seniors were becoming more and more isolated and they really were yearning for some contact with the community. So we set up the Pen Pal program.
Have you seen, I mean, not just benefits for the people that are obviously the target of this program, the elderly Australians, but benefits for the members of the community that have also gotten involved writing these letters, becoming pen pals?
Well, this is something that was totally unexpected. We have been inundated with divine messages, and it's not just written. It's actually, we've got video messages of children, of young couples, of older members of the community wanting to touch base with our seniors, knowing that they're currently stuck at home with little connection with the outside world. So it's beautiful. And when we send the messages back from the senior, which might just be a simple thank you for thinking of me, the members of the community get such amazing warmth from it because they actually are bringing joy and friendliness to a senior during this period.
Letter writing is a bit of a lost art at the moment. For people that might not have had a pen pal before, is there any sort of suggestions out there as to how to actually get started on writing a letter to a senior pen pal?
Well, what is interesting is that the seniors just love hearing about what is happening in the outside community. So we have children telling them about the fact that mum and dad are making me run around the garden and I can only go on screens for a couple of hours a day and that they're doing lots of cooking and baking. And then they ask the seniors all sorts of lovely questions like, mum says that I have to spend 20 minutes on the trampoline. When was the last time that you trampolined? And I think it's just lovely. So it's really just the day-to-day activities that the kids are doing or the young. We got a message from a young couple who are recently engaged and I can't wait till they can get going and start planning their wedding. So it's just everyday occurrences that we're sharing with the seniors.
Now, obviously, at the moment, we're sort of getting over the hump when it comes to COVID-19. We're just trying to get through this current crisis, and then I'm sure we'll be looking ahead to the future. But is there any ideas in mind as to how you might like to see this one grow after the current crisis?
Absolutely. Look, isolation for seniors, either during a COVID event like this or outside of it, it's a true problem that the community is working very hard to address. And what we have found is that there are members of the community who care, who would probably like to continue to message with a senior to keep them connected to the outside world. So that will be something that we'll certainly be looking at continuing after COVID-19.
And for any listeners that might want to get involved or get kids involved, as you mentioned there, how would they go about doing this?
Look, we would love more people to register, both children, but also seniors. If you've got a parent or a grandparent who is feeling isolated, just register them as well so that we can send them some little kind messages. All they need to do is Google Home Instead Pen Pals and we'll come up and off we go.
Well, Georgia, look, it sounds like a terrific idea. Thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us on the program this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me and best wishes for everyone.